I want to take you to South Australia, Iron Knob. It's a look, the story of Iron Knob, it's one that might be familiar to a few of you. It's what happens when a mining company, which has been the lifeblood of the town, packs up and leaves. The birthplace of Australia's steel industry, Iron Knob, north of Whyalla in South Australia, turned into a ghost town when BHP stopped mining there 15 years ago. But this year, mining started again, and while this new beginning is a reward for the dedicated group of locals who managed to keep their beloved community afloat, they're proceeding with an element of caution. Lauren Waldhuter takes us there.
The town of Iron Knob is an eerie shell of its glory days. Many of the houses which line its quiet streets have been abandoned. I'm standing in the main street, where many of the shops, like Wardy's store in front of me, have been long boarded up. But one thing that's in abundance here is optimism.
OK, welcome to Iron Knob. Now, just have to watch for the blowflies, so I'll open the door and you duck in quickly.
All right, here we go.
I've arrived at the visitors' centre, tucked away in the back corner of the town, a meeting place for locals and visitors alike.
Yeah, my name is Brian Locke and I'm the public officer for the Iron Knob Progress Association Incorporated. For many, many years, of course, BHP ran Iron Knob. It was the big brother. The population peak in its heyday was around about 3,000. We had shops open, the servo was open, post office was open, and the hotel.
It was definitely life here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, that did change once the mine closed in 1999. The population dropped down from, I don't know, there might have been about 800 people in town, dropped down to about 150.
How quickly?
Oh, within a few weeks.
What was the mood in the town at that time when the mine did close?
I would say sombre. The thought was, what is going to happen to us now? Do we just put a blanket over our head and go home and wait for the end? But I guess most of the people that were in town had been here all their lives and they were probably as tough as the iron they dragged out the hill, and they decided that if there was a possibility, they'd keep on going. So that's what they did.
The first step was buying the local post office, using money from their own pockets.
Having done that, we managed to get some grant funding to add some buildings to it and made a new town centre. From there, we developed the local campground and we also started up the tours.
You're coming out from Whyalla, where the mine road goes up.
The town had been reliant on BHP for survival, and when it left, the residents learnt a valuable lesson. So they went down the path of tourism, fixing up the local campsite to attract visitors and running tours up to the historic mine. That's where I am now.
Whatever happens here, the highway.
The new mine site sits right next to the old pit. Brian Locke says it's been going well.
At times we are flat strapped. That depends on the weather. But the other guide and I have had back-to-back tours sometimes all day.
Just to go and have a look at the mine.
Just to go and have a look at the mine.
It was late last year when Arium, formerly known as OneSteel when it was spun off from BHP in 2000, decided it wanted to resume mining at Iron Knob. The townspeople had their wits about them though. Angie Stokes is Arium's manager of stakeholder engagement and says the town's experiences highly influenced the way it negotiated with the company.
Oh, very much so. I think they were very keen to not end up in a similar position in the future, because I think what they saw was that being so dependent on an external body who will move at some point is not very good. It's not a sustainable position. And so from their point of view, they were looking for how do we create a future with the help and support of Arium, but without creating a dependency on Arium.
So the Iron Knob community had some demands. With tourism now the town's lifeline, the golf course and mine lookout had to be preserved, and so did the old cemetery. So when Arium's initial design clashed with all three, things had to be changed.
Do you think there would have been many mining companies that have had to change their plans slightly to ensure the future of a golf course?
Well, when I did the research just to find out if there was any examples of this around the country, I couldn't find any.
So if you want to go and play golf in the middle of a mine site, you still can. The cemetery and lookout are there too.
So that's 13.20, thank you.
Another 20.
Okay, so you have...
We're back at the visitors' centre here, where an interstate couple travelling around the country have just stopped by. But it's been a long road for the town left behind by big business. Jill Zolka only moved to the town last year, but she says the return of industry could give this community a boost.
Well, I'm hoping that it will bring more people who'd like to live in Iron Knob, because then that could bring more businesses opening. We've got vacant shops. If some of those opened, we could have a takeaway, maybe even get petrol. I would love the town to be a tidy town, because there are run-down properties, there are derelict houses, there are blocks with cars on there, and that is the one thing that really irks me about Iron Knob.
How tough are people here?
They are really tough. We don't have any near the facilities that a lot of places have, but we get by, we help each other. Town is run by volunteers. Everybody pitches in and helps each other.
So in 10 years' time, will you still be here and maybe the mayor?
Yeah, that would be so good. In fact, before I moved to Iron Knob, I always thought I'd love to be the mayor of Iron Knob. And seriously, I'd love that.
Arium's mine only has a lifespan of 10 years at this stage, but the town isn't worried. Brian Locke says even if industry leaves again, the community knows how to stand on its own two feet.
Yeah, I think as long as we don't sit down and just say, oh, well, we're not worried, that the town will actually develop.
Do you think the community here, though, has proven that Iron Knob, whilst it benefits from mining, doesn't need a mine to thrive?
It doesn't need a mine. We appreciate the mine being here, and we very, very much appreciate what Arium has done for us. They've included us in there. We're not just an appendage that unfortunately is sitting on the side of the hill.
Will Iron Knob ever die, even if mining leaves again?
Never. Never.
Brian Locke from Iron Knob, ending that story by Lauren Waldhuter. And thank you to Lauren for her contributions to Bush Telly over the journey. Been great.